Medical marijuana is becoming more common, but what happens when an employer doesn't want the prescribed drug used on the job? As WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, a Princeton University employee who wants to use the drug has been put on paid leave until the issue is resolved.
Campus dining manager Don Desarn has inflammatory bowel disease and PTSD and says medical marijuana has helped him with both conditions. While on vacation this summer, he began using a new strain recommended by his doctor. It has lower amounts of THC, the compound that creates a high, and more of the compounds that he finds help him.
I wasn't impaired at all. I actually felt better. I quit taking all the pharmaceuticals, and you know, I had decided that was what I was going to do. I just wanted to make sure that everything was, you know, okay with my employer.
That's when Princeton public safety officials became concerned. Desarn says they posed a hypothetical scenario in which he might accidentally give a student with a food allergy the wrong item. Legally, employers are under no obligation to accommodate medical marijuana use by workers. But Roseanne Scotty of the Drug Policy Alliance in New Jersey says it creates a possibility for discrimination.
You couldn't terminate someone if they needed to take anxiety medication or if they were being treated with chemotherapy for cancer. Why should he be in a position, or why should anybody be in a position, just because they're using medical marijuana, to automatically be in danger of losing their job?
Desarn says he's looking forward to the end of the dispute.
I remain hopeful, really. It's kind of like I hope I wake up from a bad dream or a nightmare and I'll be back at work.
A Princeton University spokesman says both parties are in the process of coming to a reasonable accommodation. Until then, Desarn remains on paid leave. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.